Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3, The Fan.
All right, don't sugarcoat it, Eno. The loss of Ramon Laureano to a broken finger, out at least the wild card series against a Cubs team. A lot of left-handed pitchers. How bad is this for the San Diego Padres, in your opinion?
I mean, it's not good, but it all points to, the big source of right-handed power that's missing right now. Although I should say that Manny Machado's power stroke seems to be all right.
The contact stroke yesterday, putting the ball in play. Yesterday was rough.
How many four-strikeout games does he have?
I don't know. I think I can remember maybe one other one, but I need to look that up. You know, it was a particularly rough day for Manny against some pitching that was, fairly hittable. Guys were hitting the ball hard yesterday. Manny was not. Maybe still hung over. I have no idea. Does take a little longer the older you get. But, yeah, not my favorite Manny Machado plate appearances yesterday.
No. It was one of those days, I guess. Maybe one too many Budweiser.
Yep.
I think that, Bogarts, Machado, Fermin as well. Tatis has been going well. So it just puts a little bit of pressure on the rest of the right-handed bats to come through. Bogey's been pretty good all year. Fermin's been an upgrade over Diaz. But Machado's the big stick.
Yeah, and they're going to, listen, and like they'll do with Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber and Shohei Ohtani, they're going to pitch him very, very tough. He's going to be no different than any other superstar on any other playoff team. Christian Yelich, is going to get pitched differently than Bryce Terang or Sal Frelick. They're going to go after guys like Manny a little bit tougher because that's a guy that can beat you with one swing. And, how does he rise above it in the playoffs? It's literally you're just throwing darts at a board and hoping that he gets pitches to handle and that he doesn't miss them. I mean, it's not rocket science for the playoffs. We're not going to go anywhere if Tatis and Machado and Xander don't hit Boyd and Imanaga and then the litany of left-handers that they can run out there.
Yeah, and, I think it brings up a couple of interesting things. This year has been the worst year for right-handers against left-handers in general.
That right.
Yeah, and it's because, I don't know why it is exactly, but I think it has something to do with it's also one of the rarest. This year is one of the fewest amount of pitches have been thrown by left-handers in a long time. So when I asked Austin Riley about it, he said, I'm not seeing lefties that much. It may have something to do with the three batter minimum in the bullpen. You're not as likely to have what they used to call a loogie, the lefty one out guy.
Yep.
So there's a certain amount of that going on. Then there's another thing that, like, you would never project a player to have reverse platoon splits. This is like a statistical thing, but it's just, you know, it takes a really big sample to say, oh, this lefty is hitting lefties better than righties. Like, he should be in the lineup. So I'd be careful when you, like, look at, you know, this year's splits and try to figure out which lefty is going to be in the lineup. But that doesn't mean that one couldn't be better than another. And one thing I just looked at is that Ryan O'Hearn pulls the ball less than Gavin Sheets. And I think that theoretically, a guy who pulls the ball less should be better against same-handed. The reasoning is, you know, you're going to get same-handed sliders go away from you, right? If you're a pull guy, you're going to pull off of those. You're going to strike out. But if you're an all-fields guy, if you're a servant to the opposite field guy, a little bit more like O'Hearn more than Sheets, then maybe theoretically O'Hearn could bat lefties more often. If that's the case, you could get a rise off the field. And so there could be some small little defensive benefits that come from it. But, it's overall it's a loss.
Hey, Eno, the Cubs, like many teams this year, early in the season, they look like the best team in baseball. Of course, you know, the Mets look like the best team in baseball. The Tigers look like the best team in baseball. The Blue Jays look like the best team in baseball. None of it held. Since the All-Star break, the Cubs have been 500. What's happened to the Cubs is, and, you know, what kind of team do you think the Padres are going to be facing now next week?
I think it's a good matchup for them because the Cubs have a good lineup. But their rotation isn't that strong and their bullpen isn't that strong. Now they did get, Danny Palencia back. So they at least have a 100-mile-an-hour closer. But other than that, you know, even their lefties, like Matt Boyd's pretty much a soft tosser. Imanaga's at, you know, 92, 93. So there's no velocity that you're really afraid of in the rotation. They've got one guy in the bullpen you're afraid of velocity wise. And then, you know, even in terms of like how bendy their pitches are, or how crazy their stuff is, I'm just not that afraid of their staff. So hopefully the Padres, you know, bats can get healthy against them. At the same time, it will be a tough task for the Padres team to the staff to keep this lineup down. But on the other hand, the Padres bullpen is so good that you just have to win the first like four or five innings, I feel like. And that can be possible because their starters are not that good. So yeah. I think it's a good matchup. It's something that should work out for them.
That's kind of
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
What we've been thinking about, you know, as well is like make it a, you know, I mean, like yesterday, Dylan Cease went out and he threw Five innings, gave up one run, struck out eight, walked two. You sign up for that ASAP. If he could pull, if you told me he can do that in game two or game one at Wrigley Field, I rubber stamp that, and I think everybody does right away. You know what Michael King's going to offer? We just don't know. What Yu Darvish is going to offer? You know, we just don't know. I think, you know, the potential for games to, the leash has just got to be incredibly short, really, for all of our starters. Nicky P got lit up pretty good in Chicago, didn't pitch well there. So, you know, they're going to have to really watch these guys. And can you go into a three-game series? Yeah, we got a couple guys that throw really hard out of our bullpen as well. But how much are they going to be used the first three games? It's going it's going to be nuts. So I want to go back to the thing that I love talking to you about the most, the chaos. You know, chaos theory of trying to win these baseball games and what you can do with really three starters you're not super sure about. When you look at the Cubs lineup, you know, is there a scene where you could picture like, hey man, Mason Miller may have to come out in the fourth inning and throw two innings to bridge a gap, you know, to hold a lead? How weird should it get?
Well, I just think about last night. Dylan Cease has been dancing the tightrope all night. You know, they had runners on in every inning, I think. You know, they had runners on second in a bunch of innings.
Yep.
You know, he's making it through. He gets the fifth inning and, you know, he gets two outs. And because, you know, it's the regular season, you know, I think you leave him in. But I say once, he gives up that single to Turang, if it's in the playoffs, he's out.
Yep. Done. Yeah.
He's out. He's got 4 2/3. That's fine.
Yes.
And then, you know, in this scenario facing Vaughn, you know, I think that, I don't know if it's necessarily Merrill,
Miller,
not Merrill, Miller,
but Estrada or Morgan or somebody like that.
I think you go to a good righty there, and try to get through that inning. But, and then the next time that, Yelich and Churio come up, you know, I guess they went to Morejon. That's fine. But, you know, that might be the Miller time, you know? And in this scenario, Miller pitches the seventh and the eighth.
Yeah.
Been perusing some dicks. And I want to ask Woods, because I don't even know if Eno knows this. Which Cubs player do you think has the highest B-war on their team? I'd probably give you 10 guesses. I don't know that you'd get it.
I don't know.
Oh. It's not Nico Horner?
It's Nico Horner.
Nico Horner.
And his six home runs and his 746 OPS. Does he, like, catch everything out at second base?
Yeah,
like,
he's really good.
I mean, I know he's really good, but so is Bryce Terang out at second base as well. Ian Happ always scares me. Against the Padres, like, Ian Happ is a Padres killer. That's kind of... It's an unusual lineup because they are much deeper in terms of, like, their war, like, of all their starters. Seiya Suzuki's ninth of their war players, so that is a very balanced lineup that they have.
Yeah, and Suzuki would be better at DH, has been pressed into outfield duty because of Kyle Tucker's injury. And that's still a big wild card for them. He is supposedly trending towards a return to the lineup this weekend. That'll push Suzuki back to DH. But then if you think about it, like, who's their worst hitter? Carson Kelly's had a pretty good year, their catcher. Pete Crow Armstrong, you know, is maybe their Matt Shaw is their worst hitter by WRC+. So, and he has a 94. So basically, their worst hitters are near league average or better.
Yeah.
And can run into one. You know, none of the other than Nico Horner, everybody's got double digit homers. And so, yeah, it's a really deep lineup, and so I think that'll change some of the discussion too. It's like, you know, that's why you want Miller to go too. You don't want him to only just do the heart of the lineup. You don't want to, you know, take your foot off the gas when the bottom of the lineup comes up.
Yeah, that's a little more worrisome than I thought. I look at the names and I go, yeah, they can handle those, but they have performed all year long. Eno, when we talk to you next week, who knows where we'll be at in the postseason. But, you know, it should be a very interesting series, and appreciate your contributions all regular season long.
We will either be sad
or happy.
Like depressed,
or
ecstatic,
very nervous.
Or
nervous.
Ready to vomit.
Correct.
For game three.
Yeah, nervous again
should
already.
Should be
fun. It's going to be a big week. Thanks for everything, guys.
Thanks, brother.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.